Your palms are sweating. You've rehearsed this conversation a dozen times in your head, yet the words still won't come. Maybe it's telling your colleague their work isn't meeting expectations. Perhaps it's confronting your partner about feeling disconnected. Or it could be admitting to your team that you've lost your way as a leader. We've all been there, standing at the threshold of a conversation we desperately need to have but would rather avoid. What if the very dialogue you're dodging holds the key to everything you want? Ruth transformed Breaking Boundaries data innovation from 5 people in a cramped office to a 200-person powerhouse spanning 3 continents. Her mission? Creating a world that relies on truth to make better decisions. Yet 8 years later, she's trapped in endless meetings stretching weeks into the future. Executive meetings that once sparked fierce debates have become mechanical status updates. Her team arrives with glazed eyes, passion replaced by resignation. Ruth notices whispered conversations that stop when she enters, but she's too focused on selling the company to investigate. Then comes the earthquake. Paula closes the office door and resigns, revealing her son has been sick for 6 months, something Ruth didn't know. "You don't seem to care about me or the team anymore," Paula states. The next day, Mitch quits. His wife threatened to leave him if he continues being an absentee father and husband because of Ruth's demanding schedule. Ruth's singular focus on the board and sale has blinded her to the human cost. She's become the leader she never wanted to be, controlling instead of collaborative, measuring worth in output rather than well-being. Success, it turns out, can be the most dangerous blindfold of all. In her darkest moment, wisdom arrives from an unexpected source, a security guard named T who sees what others miss. Through their conversations, Ruth discovers the Star 3 model, transforming dreaded confrontations into opportunities for genuine connection. Small ego, big mission puts we before me. Ruth must remember BBDI's purpose isn't personal glory, but creating a world that relies on truth. This shift from ego to mission becomes the foundation for everything that follows. Tell the truth requires uncomfortable vulnerability. When Ruth tearfully apologizes to her team, acknowledging her mistakes without defensiveness, the atmosphere shifts. Honesty draws people in rather than pushing them away. Assume positive intent prevents defensive reactions. Rather than viewing Paula and Mitch as betrayers, Ruth learns to see their legitimate concerns about work-life balance and culture, transforming potential adversaries into partners. Rules of engagement create psychological safety for productive dialogue. Ruth's team contributes powerful guidelines: no meetings after meetings, face-to-face conversations for sensitive topics, and reframing difficult conversations as growth conversations. The final elements, repair and rebuild and reinforce the relationship, emphasize that difficult conversations strengthen bonds. After truth is spoken and wounds acknowledged, relationships must be actively repaired through consistent actions demonstrating commitment to shared values. Ruth's volleyball coach once addressed tension between star players during a championship match, a lesson that stuck. Now Ruth places a small elephant statue on the conference table, announcing they'll address elephants in the room from now on. This simple visual cue becomes revolutionary. The statue gives team members permission to name avoided issues, those unspoken tensions that grow more disruptive when ignored. Like actual elephants, organizational problems leave obvious signs: missed deadlines, strained relationships, decreased productivity. The impact is immediate. Thomas finally confronts David about marketing promises that technical capabilities can't deliver, a tension causing 3 failed product launches. When Paula identifies the biggest elephant, Ruth's strained relationship with the board, the entire team rallies behind their leader. Addressing elephants unites teams around shared challenges rather than dividing them. The vulnerability required to name uncomfortable issues creates stronger bonds than pretending everything is fine. Ruth's team schedules regular elephant walks, dedicated time for surfacing concerns before they grow unmanageable. The approach works equally well in families and friendships, where unspoken resentments create distance. Ruth discovers trust operates in 2 dimensions. character trust, integrity and intentions, and competence trust, ability to deliver results. Both require consistent demonstration. She rebuilds character trust by recommitting to BBDI's mission and valuing team members beyond their output. She acknowledges Paula's family situation and Mitch's work-life balance, demonstrating genuine care. Small actions compound. She stops canceling one-on-ones, becomes fully present in meetings, and proves reliable in daily interactions. Competence trust returns through follow-through. When Ruth navigates challenging board conversations successfully, confidence in her leadership grows. Within weeks, the team shifts from dysfunction to focus. Disagreements now strengthen rather than weaken them. They've learned to challenge ideas without attacking people. The results are remarkable. Product launch on day 80, BBDI sells for nearly double the target price by day 111. The real victory isn't financial. It's that the entire leadership team supports the decision because they trust Ruth's commitment to their collective success. Trust isn't a nice-to-have luxury. It's the essential ingredient that determines whether teams can have the difficult conversations necessary to achieve extraordinary results. Ruth orchestrates a powerful demonstration using volleyballs. She asks board members to keep multiple balls in the air simultaneously, resulting in immediate comical failure. Then she shows how focusing on a single ball creates success. This simple metaphor cuts through months of confusion about competing priorities. Just as volleyball players must focus on one ball at a time, organizations need clarity about their primary objective. Ruth draws inspiration from Olympic champions Kerry Walsh Jennings and Misty May Traynor, who wanted to be great together. Their singular focus on teamwork led to unprecedented achievements. The volleyball exercise becomes a turning point. Through difficult but productive conversations guided by the STAR 3 model, the board creates rules of engagement and a focused 90-day plan. This lesson extends beyond boardrooms. Families can identify their one ball, perhaps quality time together. Individuals facing career decisions can clarify their primary goal rather than pursuing contradictory paths. Despite achieving financial success beyond expectations, Ruth feels strangely unfulfilled during her family vacation in Italy. The triumph of selling the company pales beside the joy she found in leading a unified team toward a meaningful mission. Ruth invites her former team to her home and proposes starting a new company together. "I don't want to do this without you," she tells them, offering generous equity stakes and emphasizing mission over money. The team's enthusiastic response demonstrates the strength of bonds formed through difficult conversations. Using their STAR 3 model, they decide to create technology that strengthens relationships, applying their hard-won wisdom about communication to help others. This conclusion challenges conventional notions of success, suggesting that financial rewards prove hollow without meaningful relationships and purposeful work. The conversation you're avoiding with your colleague, your partner, your team, or yourself isn't just another task. It's the doorway to the relationships and results you truly want. The framework exists. What remains is the courage to place that elephant statue on the table and say what needs to be said.